哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, greeting to all of you, dear brothers and sisters.
今天下午的聚会，我们会请祝众会弟兄给我们为主耶稣做见证。
But this afternoon, we'll invite our brother Daniel Chu to come here to give testimonies.
我们大家可能非常认识祝爸爸、祝老爹。
I'm sure most of you know of Daniel Chu and his father.
祝爸爸常常会讲一个见证，他自己怎么来信主的。
And Daniel Chu's father, Brother Chu often will give testimony of how he came to believe in the Lord.
他以前是不相信。
And prior to a believer, he did not believe.
但是在三四十年前，他的小儿子得了很严重的胃病。
But it's because about 30 some years ago that when Daniel was very ill,
吐血。
He was throwing out blood.
医生说没有办法。
And at that time, the doctor pronounced that he has no cure.
本来很心很硬的猪爸爸决定要信靠主。
And at that time, Brother Chu, which is Daniel's father, he was quite hard-hearted. But at that point, he decided he wanted to come to believe in the Lord and trust in him.
把他带到台北教会。
So he took his son to a church in Taipei.
结果得到全能的主耶稣医治他。
And it was at that time that Almighty God has healed him.
这个小儿子就是祝宗辉弟兄。
And the son is our brother Daniel Chu.
在他的人生当中，最近也有一个很大的恩典跟见证。
And recently in his life, he also had encountered one of the greatest miracle, and he would like to give his testimony.
他们家是1990年搬来这边。
They moved to Canada in the year 1990.
祝宗辉弟兄呢，几年前就离开台湾搬离开温哥华搬回台湾。
And a few years ago, Brother Daniel Chu has moved to Taiwan.
但是很奇妙的，在这几年当中得到很多的恩典。
And within the past few years, he has received many blessings from the Lord.
他的题目是神的信实极其广大。
And the title for his testimony is Great is Thy Faithfulness.
我们现在把时间交给朱弟兄。
Now I would like to invite Brother Chu.
奉主耶稣的圣名，在这边和大家分享主耶稣给我的恩典。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I would like to thank Him that I can come here to share with you this wonderful testimony.
首先，我要谢谢温哥华教会所有的弟兄姐妹，所有关心关怀我在这段时间的爱我的人。
First, I would like to thank all of you, your brother and sister, who has cared for me and loved me all this time.
因为大家的祷告。大家的关怀让我在走在人生的路上最艰难的时刻能够得到主的怜悯跟他的慈爱。
And it was your prayer that has helped me through the most difficult times of my life.
人生的道路有时候真的不容易走。
It's very difficult sometimes to walk on this path of life.
有时候需要经历许多的艰难。
Sometimes we'll have to encounter some very dire situation.
可是神的话告诉我们说，他一直就在我们的身边，帮助我们走下去。
But the words of God tells us that He's always with us, walking with us.
我是在2008年去年的3月3号，开了一次心脏的手术。
It was in the year 2008, March 3rd, that I had my operation.
那在那个之前呢，其实有过胸口上不是很舒服的时候，但是一直不知道，其实心脏原来是一个有先天性的缺陷。
All this time I have chest some pain, but and I know that I have this congenital heart problem.
那一直到在去年的时候，偶尔一次跟医院做检查，然后医生告诉我说，没有人告诉过你，你的心脏其实先天上面就已经有问题了吗？
And when I went for a checkup last year, the doctor asked me, "Has anybody told you that you already have this congenital heart problem?"
那经过一连串的检查之后，才确定，原来我的肺静脉，就是从肺一直回流到心脏的这条的路线，三个大的血管原来走错了方向。
So it was only after the diagnosis that I found that my right pulmonary artery, and my left pulmonary arteries had major problems.
所以好像我们的心脏有蓝色的跟绿色的血管，帮我们认识是进去以及出来的两条不同的方向。
It's just like looking at the chart. You see the two major arteries that they go towards different directions.
可是呢，我在进去以及出来的这个地方，原来全部都接到了右边。
But however, all my the arteries seems to go to only the right direction.
所以等于我四十年来，我的这个血液只靠着我心脏的右边在工作。
So the past 40 years, I had only depended on the right artery to work.
那医生很惊讶说，我不应该可以长这么大的。
And the doctor was very surprised that I could actually survive all these years.
因为我只用一边的心脏在工作，所以我的氧气大概是正常人的氧气的一半。
Because I only had used part of my heart, which is my right side of the heart, to work, and actually only can have half of the oxygen consumption.
那这样一半的情况的话，我会常常昏倒，或是我不能走路，或是我不能唱歌。
And it's because of this problem that often I will feel dizzy, that I will pass out, or I cannot walk, or I couldn't have the breath to sing.
可是这些都没有发生过。
But all these have never happened to me.
所以医生说这是一个神迹。
And that's why the doctor said that this is indeed quite a miracle.
那下一张图。
And let's look at another chart.
我的心脏是从中间切开的。
During the operation, my heart was being cut in the center.
因为他要把从右边接错的地方，要把它转回到左边的心脏。最近的一条路是从心脏的中间。穿过两个隧道，直接打通过去。
And because they have to connect the right artery to the left, and to do that, they have to cross a path in the center.
所以他没有办法做绕道，他直接是在心脏的中间，打了两条路，穿过心脏到右到左边去。
Because they cannot do a bypass, and that is why they have to cut the heart right in the middle so that it can go directly from right to the left.
他说这样子的手术时间是最短的，也最能够降低他以后的副作用。
So in order to connect the artery, this is probably the shortest time for operation and to prevent any further complication after the operation.
所以他的手术的过程是要把心脏整个停止，然后把它切开，打过那个隧道，穿了两个洞过去之后呢，再把它缝合，再让心脏跳动。
So in order to perform this surgery, it requires them to cut my heart in half, and to perform this whole operation is probably very complicated.
好，谢谢这两张图，谢谢。那么在三月三号的手术之前，三月一号是一个安息日。
And prior to the operation on March the 3rd, on March the 1st, it was a Sabbath day.
在那一天的安息日，神感动了我看到一节圣经节。
And on that Sabbath day, the Lord has moved me to see a verse in the Bible.
请看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to the book of Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌第三章。
Chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章第二十二节。
Verse 22, the Book of Lamentation, Chapter 3, Verse 22.
从二十二节到二十四节。
Let's read from verse 22 to verse 24.
他在这边说，神他的慈爱、他的怜悯是不会断绝的。
Here it says that the Lord's mercy and His love never fail.
他说，每一天早上都是新的。
And here it says that every morning is new.
他说神的信实是极其的广大。
And that his faithfulness is great.
那么作者在心里面说，神就是我的份，所以我要仰望他。
And here the author said to himself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
在经历一个很惊讶的消息，告诉我说，原来我的心脏是必须要做修护的时候，我必须先停止我正在有的工作。
So after when I received this news that I need to go through this major operation, I have to stop what I was doing at that point.
那我不断的去想，为什么要经历这样的事情
？And I kept asking myself, why do I have to go through this?
因为神既然保守了我四十年， 为什么不再保守我下去呢？
If the Lord has protected me all these 40 years, why wouldn't he continue to take care of me for another years to come?
那为什么在这个时候要让我知道这样的事情呢？
Why does he allow me to go through this at this point?
那基督徒在经历艰难生病的时候，到底跟不认识神的人有什么不同呢？
So for a Christian who has to go through a very difficult time, what is the mentality that differs that from a non-Christian?
我们都想要得医治。
I'm sure when we are ill, we all want to be cured.
我们都想要好起来。
Or we will all want to recover.
我们都希望平安，都希望顺利。
We all wish for peace and blessing.
但是我们还是遇到了。
But still we'll meet with difficult times.
那天早上，我看到这段圣经的时候，我的心中有了一个很平安的感觉。
And that morning, as I recall, when I read this verse, I felt peace in my heart.
于是在那一天安息日的祷告特别的有力量。
And I remembered my prayer in that Sabbath morning was very powerful and strong.
在那一天三月一号的下午回到家之后，按照差不多的时间，我就开始要去洗澡。
And on March the 1st, when I got home, I was about to take a shower.
就在洗澡的时候，我忽然间感觉有一股很强的冷风吹进来。
And during the time when I was taking shower, I felt that was a very cold chill, wind that just went past me.
因为那个很不寻常，因为浴室是整个封闭的，可是那个风从哪里来，我不晓得。
It was very weird at that point because it's a stall in a bathroom and I don't know where the wind would come from.
那个冷风吹进来之后，立刻我的思想就跟着改变。
And after when this chill went past me, my perspective all of a sudden had changed.
有一个很强的意念在我的脑海中就对我说话。
And there was this thought that came into my mind at that point.
他说，你不如放弃吧。
And the thought said, Why don't you give up?
这个神不值得你相信的。
This God is not worthy for you to believe in.
你一直紧紧守住神的道，在教会里头，神还是没有保护你的。
You have all along kept the truth in the church, but see, God still has not protected you.
不如放弃吧。
Just give up.
那个声音不断地困扰我。
So this voice kept disturbing me.
那时候我自己就听到这样的声音的时候，我自己就开始想，对哦，真的好可怜哦。
And so after when I heard this, in my heart was thinking, that's true. I'm just so pitiful.
就在那个时候，另外一个声音进来。
And all of a sudden, there's another voice that came into my mind again.
就是刚刚我们读的这段圣经。
It was this verse that we just read.
那个声音说，神是信实的。
And that voice says that.God is faithful.
神的慈爱不会离开的。
And as his compassion will never leave us.
紧紧地抓住神。
We must grab hold onto God tight.
神不会让我们羞耻。
And he will not fail us.
结果那个时候我自己又想，对哦，这个也对。
And so I told myself this is quite true.
所以当时候在短短的三秒钟当中，心里头就有三个声音在说话。
So within that 3 seconds, there are three voices talking.
一个告诉我要放弃神。
First voice told me to give up God.
一个告诉我神是信实可相信的。
The second voice told me that God is faithful, that we should trust in him.
那接着就是我自己的选择。
And the third voice is my choice.
所以在那一刹那当中，一秒钟，我就说好，我要相信神。
So within that snap moment, I told myself that I must trust in the Lord.
结果那个冷风就不见了。
And then that cold wind just disappeared.
那个水又变成温暖的。
And I felt that the water was warm again.
所以对我来说，这是一个很奇妙的经历。
So indeed, that was a very miraculous experience.
第二天就是三月二号，是一个星期天。
The next day is March the 2nd, which is a Sunday.
那一天的下午到下午五点钟左右的时候，圣灵就让我有感动，要跪下来祷告。
And that afternoon, I was moved by the Holy Spirit to kneel down and pray.
因为那个时间不是我平常祷告的时间。
Normally, that was not the time where I would normally pray.
所以呢，我就跪下来祷告。
So I knelt down and pray.
被圣灵充满。
I was moved by the Holy Spirit.
那么之后，这是经过了这个事情之后，才知道原来同一个时间，在温哥华教会有一群弟兄姐妹到了隔壁房间 5点钟的时候，特别在为我祷告。
And after this period of time had passed, I realized that it was during the same time when I knelt down and pray on Sunday that there was a group of brothers and sisters was praying for me in the church house.
没有想到是在同一个时间，圣灵在催逼我们，因为为了要打一场属灵的征战。
And I never thought that it was during the same time the Holy Spirit has moved me and all of us that I was about to fight this very fierce spiritual battle.
温哥华教会弟兄姐妹也不知道，我自己也不知道，但是我们都在同一个时间祷告。
And the brother and sister in Vancouver didn't know that I was praying, and so I didn't know they were praying, but we were all praying at the same time.
到了晚上大概7点半左右。
It's about at night, about 7 o'clock.
我就召集了大家家里的人说，我们特别来加强祷告，因为第二天明天一早6点钟我就要进去手术了。
So I called my family members and asked them that if they can pray together with me, so that our prayer can be stronger because I will go for the operation the following day.
结果在祷告的时候就发生了另外一件事情。
And it was during that prayer that another incident happened.
又是一股冷风吹过来。
Again, there was this cold wind that came by.
正在祷告的时候，那个冷风环绕着我。
And during the prayer, this cold wind kept surrounding me.
然后那个时候，我就开始又有一个思想。
And as this wind was surrounding me, again had a thought.
又是告诉我，这个神不值得你相信，不如放弃吧。
And this thought says to me, this God is not worthy for you to believe. Why don't you give it up?
你怎么会走到今天这个下场呢
？Why would you come to this point？
这么辛苦
，It is so difficult。
这么可怜
，And you're suffering and you're so pitiful。
放弃吧
，Why don't you give up？
但因为已经有昨天的经验
，Because I had the same similar experience the day before。
当时圣灵帮助我，就跟神大声的祷告。
And because at that time I was praying in the Holy Spirit and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I was praying very loudly。
在这个当中，其实。我自己的体验是我真的想要得医治。
And during this whole period of time, my experience was that I really want to be cured.
可是我知道神跟撒旦同时也知道我里面的信心到底有多少。
But at the same time, I know Satan and God knows how much faith I have.
因为我们都已经会告诉大家，我们交托在神的手中。
Because all the time we'll say that we have entrusted this matter upon the Lord.
可是我想好
，But I want to recover.
我想要健康
，I want to be healthy again.
这个是我要的东西
，And this is what I want.
所以在神要给我的功课上面，我知道神要我把这个权力交给神。
So in this lesson that God has given me, He wants me to entrust all this matter unto Him.
但是交不出去
，But it's very hard for me to entrust this.
因为我会想，万一很多的万一。
And I keep asking myself, what if? And what if?
医生有告诉我，我的 case 在手术台上，死掉的情况也很多。
The doctor has told me that there are many cases, like me who has gone through operation and die on operation room.
那因为心脏手术本来就有它一定的风险。
And we all know that there are lots of risks and tails in this kind of heart surgery.
那加上我的情况是很特别的。
And to add on, my situation is quite unique.
所以当时候，在那个祷告的那一刹那当中，我知道我必须把这个生命的权利交给神。
So during that prayer, I told myself that I must give my life unto the Lord.
所以当那股冷风再一次攻击我的时候
，So again, when the wind was attacking me again,
我跟神祷告
，I pray to God.
我把生命交给你。
I told God that I'm going to entrust my life into your hand.
不论遇到什么样的事情
，No matter what problem I'm going to encounter,
我知道你都是对的。
I know what you do will be right.
所以当那样的祷告，在圣灵里面把生命真正的从心底交给神的时候
，So in that prayer when I have entrusted my life truly into God's hand,
我想那是我一生到现在。学习最难的一个功课。
And I find that that was the most difficult lesson that I had learned.
因为真正面对一个死亡跟生命的事情。
Because I was faced with this life and death situation.
可是就在那个祷告帮生命交给神的时候，神就差了千万的天使下来。
But the moment after when I entrusted my life unto His hand, God has sent many thousands and millions of angels.
所以在我的祷告当中，我就看见了很多的天使从天而降，团团的帮我围住。
And during my prayer, I saw many angels coming down and surrounding me.
在圣灵里的祷告，我知道神喜悦了这样的事情。
And in the prayer, I know that God is pleased with what I pray.
所以他把那股冷风，所有的不好的东西挡在一个圈圈的外面。
So with his angels, he has guarded me around against those cold winds.
那个冷风没有走，可是它被挡在外面，跟我保持了一个距离。
This cold wind did not depart, but it was being blocked, and it has set a barrier from me.
所以从昨天的事以及今天的体验的时候，我就想到，撒旦真的是让我一直的去想到我现在的感觉跟现在的处境。
So from the incident before and the day, Satan has actually wants me to experience what I was going through.
所以我感觉到，当我们在艰难的环境的时候，真的我们看见的东西，如果是在眼前的时候，我们真的会那个专注力会整个失掉，失去了。
And a lot of time when we meet with difficult problem, when we just keep focusing on that same problem, we'll lose focus.
但是真的很难学。
But it's very difficult.
3月3号，我进一早6点钟就到了医院，准备要做手术。
So on March the 3rd, morning at 6 o'clock in a.m., I was then about to wheel into the operation room.
等到我再一次的醒过来，就是有记忆力，有意识，是三月五号的清晨两点半。
And on the day when I remember I gained conscious after the operation was March the 5th in the morning at 5:30 a.m.
两点半。
Sorry, 2:30.
所以我大概经历了有两天的左右的时间是没有记忆力的。
So I've gone through period of time when I was unconscious.
那我一醒过来的时候，我就想，哎。那些人到底去了哪里呢？
So when I woke up at that point, and I started to wonder, hey, where are all these people?
那因为我也不知道是两点半，因为我没有时间，所以我就觉得那些人去了哪里呢？
So it was 2:30. I didn't have the time right now, and I was just wondering where are those people?
原来在这一段整整没有记忆力的这两天当中，我看到了一个景象。
And during these 2 days, when I was unconscious, I saw a scenario.
在这个梦的当中，我看见了很大很大很广的一个草原。
And in this dream, I saw this very big, wide pasture.
然后有数不清成千上万的弟兄姐妹跪在那边祷告。
And on this pasture, I saw there are many, many thousands and millions of members praying.
那个景象非常的美丽。
That pasture is very lush and beautiful.
因为绿色的草地，然后有这么多的弟兄姐妹在那里祷告。
And the pastures, I recall, was very green, and there were many members praying at the time.
就我靠近了其中的一个人。
So I moved close to one member who was praying.
我问他说。你们在祷告什么呢？
So I just remember, what are you all praying for?
他说，我们在打一场属灵的战争。
And they all said that we are praying, because we are about to fight this spiritual warfare.
他说，时间就快到了，我们在等神的时间。
And this member said the time is coming, and we're waiting for His time.
那我就说，我可不可以一起加入你们祷告呢？
And I asked this member, can I join with you all in prayer?
所以我就一起挤了一个地方，跟着这么多人的人一起祷告。
So together with the rest, I found myself the spot and I prayed with them.
那我一跪下来祷告，在那个梦中，我一跪下来祷告的时候，我就明白说，啊。原来你们在为我祷告呢。
So when I was praying together with the rest member, then I realized that every one of them were praying for me.
所以就在那个景象里面，原来是有两天的时间，但是呢，我一直享受在祷告的当中。
So even though it was a 2 day period, I was enjoying myself in prayer.
一直跟着数不清成千上万的弟兄姐妹在那里一起祷告，被圣灵充满。
And I was praying with millions of brothers and sisters filled with the Holy Spirit.
原来 在那一段的时间当中，有两次很紧急的状况发生。
And during this two days, there were two emergency that happened.
当医生打开我的心脏的时候
，When the doctor opened up my heart,
他就做了他该做的，把三个走错的管子接回去应该去的地方。
They were doing what they were supposed to do. They're connecting the three arteries to where they should be.
那么应该已经完成了他该做的。
So after when they performed the operation on what they should be doing.
所以呢，他就把那个血，那个机器里头的血，整个又输回到我的身体里面来。
So after when they finished operations, then they were about to move all the blood back into my body.
然后电击心脏，让它重新开始跳动。
And then they would shock the heart to allow the heart to start to beat again.
结果一开始跳的时候呢，就发现心脏原来是乱跳的。
And when they start my heart, they realized that my heart had a very irregular heartbeat.
心脏的上半部跟心脏的下半部两个跳动的速度不一样。
The upper heart and the lower heart was beating at a different rate.
原来它回去的这个对的这一条路是对了，可是进去的血呢，被左边四十年从来没有经验的这个心脏的这边排斥掉。
The blood that was coming in was coming into the right path, but it was rejected by the blood that has been in the left ventricle that has been there for the last 40 years.
因为左边的心脏原来四十年没有长大过。
Because for the past 40 years, the left part of the heart has never been growing.
所以很小。
And it was very small.
那进去的血管因为已经四十年，自己变大了。
And the artery that because it has been there for 40 years, it has enlarged by itself.
所以医生在那个时候可以想到的就是他之前跟我讲过，他的 backup 的下一步就是他会放机器在我的心脏。
So the backup plan at that point was that he was going to put a machine part into my heart.
然后再把我的心脏关起来。
And then, close up my heart again.
可是他告诉我说，他想到如果是这样的话，我从此就要一直靠着机器跟吃药来过我后半生。
So if he were to do this, install machine to my heart, then I'll have to depend on the machine and medication for the rest of my life.
所以他说，当时候他忽然间有一个新的灵感。
So at that point, when he was about to do this.He had an inspiration.
他必须立刻做决定。
He had to make a decision at that point fast.
他就叫他的助手把血重新再输出来。
And he asked his assistant to take out the blood again.
做第二次。
And do a second transfusion.
然后又把心脏弄停。
And then at that point, after when they clear the blood, they stop the heart again.
他把左边的心脏用机器把它立刻扩大。
And what they used was a machine to enlarge the left side of the heart.
然后把三条进去的管子用机器把它缩小。
And all those three arteries that's going into that left side of the heart used machine to make it smaller and dilate it.
他说我们现在再试试看。
So and then they, after this, he asked assistant that let's try it again.
所以他就再把血输回来，又让心脏重新跳动。
So again, he allows the blood to transfuse into the heart, and then shock the heart to allow it to start working again.
所以中间又过了两个半小时。
So this process takes about 2.5 hours.
所以当血重新回来的时候，那个心脏就跳得很正常。
And after when he has performed this procedures, the heart then went back to its regular heartbeat.
所以医生说他觉得是一个很成功的手术。
And then the doctor felt that it was the surgeon felt that it was a very successful operation.
所以他跟我形容说，他不知哪里来的灵感让他这样做。
And then later on, he told me that he didn't know where he got this inspiration for him to do this.
那么手术从早上的七点开始，一直到下午的一点半。
So the operation started from 7 o'clock in the morning until in the afternoon 1:30.
我后来到恢复室。加护病房下午五点的时候，我的血压开始急速的下降。
And after when I recover, my blood pressure starts to drop.
那他们发现不知为什么是这个原因，不晓得，所以所有的医生过来急救。
And when my pressure dropped, they didn't know what had happened, so all the doctor came into my room for emergency.
那么呢，同时间 就宣布让教会弟兄姐妹帮助祷告。
And at that point, 谁宣布？
我也不知道谁宣布哎。
So at that point, there was announcement at the church to ask the brothers and sisters to pray.
那么，再来就是我刚刚提到，到两天之后我清醒过来。
So I recalled, two days later, I woke up.
我体会到说，人在就算没有意识、失去记忆，在危急的状态的时候，神让我们的里面是有这么大的平安。
My experience was that during the time where I've lost consciousness, that I was completely helpless, yet He allows me to feel the peace.
那个已经穿越到穿过了肉体，可以明白的事情。
That has already transcend what the flesh can understand.
就说我现在是不明白，对不对？比如说我现在没有记忆力，我也不感觉。可是其实我在经历一个很艰难的生死的一个关口。
It's just like physically you don't have the memory and you don't have the feeling, but in actual fact you were going through a very dangerous situations.
可是在属灵的里头，原来神让我享受的是跟大家一起祷告的这个过程。
But spiritually, God has allowed us to experience this prayer together, this process of praying.
我感觉这个就是我们今天抓住耶稣信心的这个部分。
And our experience at that point is how we have all grabbed hold onto the faith in believing the Lord.
神给我们力量的那个时候，也已经不在我们有意识或是有记忆或是有感觉的状态底下。
When God gives us the strength, He has given us during the time, even though we had no feeling, we lost consciousness.
好像身边的人很紧张。
It's just like the people around you are all very worried for you.
因为他们懂。
Because they are conscious, they know they are aware.
他们看到数字一直下降。
They see that the pressure starts to go down.
出来的东西就是害怕。
And when they see that, they were all very worried.
紧张。
They were
担心，通通都出来了。
And all this fear starts surmounting.
可是当事人我并不知道。
But at that point, I wasn't aware.
可是，在灵里头，其实在经历一个生死关口。
But in spirit, I was actually going through life and death.
但是神从里面直接从灵里头给我们平安。
But in spirit, God has given us His spiritual peace.
这是一个很重要的，对我来说，人生很重要的信仰过程。
And for me, this is a very important faith process.
所以因此到我第二天清醒过来的时候，我还一直以为那些人在我旁边祷告呢。
So the next day, when I woke up, I kept feeling that there were people still praying with me.
醒过来之后就不好过了。
And after when I woke up, it was very difficult.
因为全部的感觉、意识、明白，通通回来了。
Because my conscience came back and I was starting to aware and have feeling again.
所以那一天的晚上就觉得自己很像熬不下去。
And I remember that night, it was so difficult for me to go through.
因为最重要的是那个呼吸啊，很像没有吸到东西。
It's just like I could feel that I wasn't breathing anything.
很痛。
It's very painful.
可是他那个痛明明就是有那个止痛药，可是他那个痛是你整个人里面因为被打开过。整个里面很像，你不会说就是你好像快要走了那种感觉。
Even I was on painkiller, but I still feel the pain.
就在那个时候，忽然间这一节圣经出现在我的脑海里。
So again, during that point, this verse appeared in my mind again.
这一节圣经出现完之后，313首的赞美诗，接着它的旋律就出现在我的脑海里。
And after when this verse appeared, the Psalms 313 appear in my heart.
那一首诗歌一出现的时候，我明明是感觉到已经呼吸不下去，可是心里就整个平静下来。
And when the hymns appear, singing, I felt that I cannot breathe, but my heart was very calm at that point.
在那首诗歌当中，因为我记得很清楚，就是星星、月亮、地球、整个宇宙、世界这样子在运转。
And in that hymn, it says that the whole universe is moving.
可是神今天顾念我。
But God He takes care of me and he knows me.
神顾念了我，只因为他曾经应许 promise 我，他的信实不会改变。
He takes care of me because he has promised me that his faithfulness will not change.
所以当那个旋律出现的时候，我的心安静。
So when the melody of that hymns came to my heart, I could feel the immense peace.
之后我一路恢复得很好。
And after this, I continued to recover very fast.
到三月七号的时候，手术过后的第五天，三月七号的时候，我身上的三个大水管就抽掉了。
And after March the 7th, that's the fifth day of the operation, the major tube was then removed from my heart.
因为那三个管子接进来，从我的肚子插进去的，它是要接心脏开过之后一直在里面流血的这个血，要把它流出来。
The tube was connected through my stomach in order to receive all the blood that's coming out from my heart.
所以，当三月七号他把管子抽出来之后，他就告诉我，其实我可以回家了。
So on March 7, after when they removed the tubes from my body, they told me that I could then go home.
所以三月八号我就出院。
So on March the 8th, I was discharged from the hospital.
那我就一直从我一直都住在加护病房，那直接就出院了。
And I was discharged, and then later on, went home.
那出院之后才知道，原来我们每一天，比如说我们可以笑，可以开水龙头，可以喝水，可以打电话，所有可以做的事情，原来都是这么难做得到。
So when I first got home, many simple things, like smiling and turning the tap, or even picking up the phone, was very difficult for me initially.
所以，我感觉到说，一个经历可以让我们去思考，我们今天所有可以决定要不要来聚会，其实都是一个很大的恩典。
So at that point, I was thinking even the decision of whether I should go to church is indeed one of the greatest blessings.
回到家之后，自己回到家之后，在那一天睡觉，回到自己家的床上睡觉的那一天晚上，又有事情。
So when I went home, the first night I was sleeping on my bed, there was another incident that happened.
这一次是真正跑出来让我看。
And this time, I saw this thing that appeared.
三个人。
There were three,
黑黑的人。
Very dark, so-called figure that appeared before my eyes.
所以我的眼睛可以直接看到他，因为是看得见的。
So these three figures, appeared, before my eyes.
我以前都听见证，都想说，那种像是很老套的那种鬼，有没有？
So in the past, when I heard about people saying that, figures or ghosts, seems like a very archaic, old-fashioned thing.
对 ，old-fashioned. 出来的时候，那种吓你的那种啊，就是我以为啦。那结果这一次呢，我自己在家，那还没有睡觉。可是因为我很难躺得下去，因为整个这边是开的，然后我很难躺得下去的时候，我只是靠着，所以他就来了，三个。
I wasn't able to lie flat because I have to just sit and lie against the bed. So I was sitting, I saw these three figures appear before my eyes, very dark figure.
同样的讯息。
And this same message that they gave me.
说，你就放弃了吧。
So give it up.
有什么好撑的？你看你多辛苦啊！哎，还跟我讲话哎。
And what's the point of struggling on?
说你就放弃了，你放弃我们就带你走 ，OK, happy.
And these three figures said to me, "You just need to give up, and if you were to give up, we'll take you with us."
那我当时想说
，We'll all be happy.
我没办法讲话，因为我刚刚已经形容，连讲话都是一个很辛苦的事情，所以我不能讲。可是我的心里面就想说，你不要动我，我有神。
And I couldn't even say a word to these three figures.But in my heart, I was saying that don't touch me. I have God.
他还听懂咧。
And when I was saying that in my heart,
他说：“那你叫啊。”
So then this figure said, "Just yell out."
你连讲话都不能讲，你还叫你的神咧。
You couldn't even say a word, and you're calling out to your God.
说着说着呢，一个就抓着我的脖子。
So as I was saying all this in my heart, one figure grabbed hold to my neck.
一个就搬我的背。
Another one was moving my back.
一个就拉我的脚。
Another one was dragging my leg.
就说我们走吧。
And all three of them say,
你就放弃吧。
Just give it up.
那我就使出全身的力量，我真的没力气，但是我想我跟你拼了。我就使出全身的力量说，主啊，你救我。
And at that time, I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. I just prayed in my heart, God save me.
诶，他们就不见了。
And after when they said that, the three figures disappeared.
一次、两次、三次叫我放弃。
And one time, two times, three times, they all called me to give up on God.
不甘愿到直接跑出来给你看。
The three times, finally, they would come before me.
但说也奇怪，那时候并不害怕。
But I wasn't afraid.
因为它就是一个属灵的东西，我们听的时候会有点，我听自己后来自己讲也觉得有点，但是当场真的不害怕。
It's spiritual matter, but it sounds scary. By that point, I wasn't scared at all.
就是跟他好像在征战啊，跟他抢东西这样子。
And at that point, it seems that I was actually fighting for my faith.
所以从那一次他们三个来出现之后，就没有再来了。
So after that appearance of these three figures, then they never appeared again.
所以我感觉到他就是。只有那个讯息就是叫我放弃。
So I felt that their message was loud and clear, is to ask me to give up on God.
不论是从负面的思想跑进来的
，and whether it's from a negative thought，
或是他在你祷告的时候来让你感觉很害怕的
，or whether it's a fear that instilled in you when you're praying，
或是他真的直接出现跟你讲话说你就跟我走吧
，or just that their own very appearance tell you just come with us.
他就是叫我放弃。
Their message is to give up.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真的在经历一个艰难的时候，真的有时候会想要放弃的。
So as we are going through very difficult times, sometimes we just want to give up.
可是那个讯息啊，真的，神跟我们要的就是全心全意的信靠他。
But the message that God wants us is to trust in Him with all our heart and with all our soul.
我们会经过的。
Then we will go through.
这不过就是一个经过的过程。
It's just a passing moment.
它不是一个结果。
It's not the end.
因为那个结果，神已经应许了我们，他站在我们这一边。
Because God has already promised at the end, He is going to be with us.
可是这个过程并不容易。
But this process is very difficult.
是不断的要跟他反复的交战。
But during the process, this is this constant battle.
不断的在遇见他的时候，神也同时让我们看见自己对他的信靠到底有几分。
And before we actually come to see God, He wants us to know what kind of faith and level of trust that we have in Him.
所以我当时就想说，这样的经历除了对我自己有了一个深刻的经历之外，我需要来告诉弟兄姐妹们，真的，我们的神是真的可以相信的。
So after that incident, not only I have experienced this God, I also want to tell all of you, brothers and sisters, that our God is true.
特别是在经历生死关头的时候
，especially while going through this matter of life and death.
圣灵的力量真的在里面不断的加强我们。
The power of the Holy Spirit is always strengthening us.
特别是我们弟兄姐妹的祷告
，especially the prayer of our brothers and sisters.
我们通常可能包括我自己在内，听到祷告的时候，可能除非我跟他很熟，不然我大概念一下就过去了。
Sometimes when we asked for intercession, unless I know the person very well, I will just say a very quick prayer.
可是真的，你念一下也有用哎。
But even when you say a quick prayer for that person, it's also very effective.
成千上万的弟兄姐妹跪在那里祷告。
Because at that point, there were many brothers also praying together with you.
所以我们当听到弟兄姐妹正在患难的时候，我们献上我们诚心的代祷，其实真的每一颗代祷的心都到达神的面前。
So when we are going through difficult times, every prayer of intercessions has come unto the Lord before Him.
只要当神允许开我们的眼睛看见的时候，我们会看见在属灵的境界里面，原来神一直在那边帮我们打仗。
So when God opened our eyes and see, indeed we see that we are actually fighting a spiritual battle with the help of God.
所以我们经历的是一个肉体的患难。
We are actually going through a physical suffering.
可是，在看不见的背后的属灵，其实耶稣带着我们在往前打仗。
But in this invisible spiritual realm, our Lord Jesus is actually leading us fighting this battle.
那希望我们弟兄姐妹在一起分享神美好恩典的时候，也记得在我们自己的身上，真的时刻的记住神真的在我们的心中，要让我们增长信心。
And in this process of sharing my testimony with all of you, I pray that what God wants is for us to grow in our faith.
这当中再一次的要感谢我们所有温哥华弟兄姐妹在这段日子为我的祷告。
Again, I would like to thank all the brothers and sisters here in Vancouver who has prayed for me during my very difficult time.
神要我告诉大家，你们的祷告，神通通记得跟看见了。
And God wants me to tell all of you that God has heard your prayer.
愿一切的荣耀归给神。
And may all glory unto God.
感谢主耶稣的安排，让朱弟兄有机会跟我们分享他美好的见证。
We thank the guidance of God that our brother Daniel Chu can here give us his testimony.
从他的见证里面有几点重要的道理，我们可以重新的来思考。
And from his testimony, there are a few words, truth that worthy for us to ponder.
第一，真的是有属灵的征战。
First, indeed, there is a real spiritual battle that we are encountering.
我们看不见神。
We cannot see God.
但神是存在的。
But God is there.
同样，我们看不见魔鬼。
We cannot see the devils.
魔鬼是存在的。
But the devils are there.
魔鬼每天就是想害我们。
Every day, Satan's trying to destroy us.
如果这个人想犯罪的，就用犯罪的引诱他。
If this person wants to sin, then it will entice this person with temptation.
如果这个人在试炼当中了，就让他打击他的信心。
And then will destroy this person with temptations.
如果一个人是心里忧闷的，就用忧郁症来打击他。
And this person is sorrowful, then will use depression to strike him.
怎么样胜过魔鬼的工作呢？
How can we overcome the work of Satan?
刚刚我们听朱弟兄讲过了。
Just now we heard Brother Chu.
第一。
First,
我们要有坚固的信心来抵挡他。
We must have a strong faith to overcome its temptation.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰一书第四章第四节。
First John chapter 4, verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here this verse tells us.
虽然魔鬼看起来好像很厉害。
That even though Satan seems to be very powerful.
但是如果我们站在神那一边。
But as long as we stand side of God.
圣经说你们是属于神的。
Here it says that children you are from God.
如果你不是属于神的，你就要怕魔鬼。
If you are not from God, then you will have to be afraid of Satan.
为什么世界的人那么怕魔鬼？
Why are the people in this world so afraid of Satan?
那么怕听到这个字。
They are so afraid of to hear the word devil.
那么怕讲到死这个字。
They are so afraid of death.
但是我们不怕。
But we are not afraid.
我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
并且胜过他们。
And that we have overcome.
不是因为我们自己很厉害。
It's not because we are great.
而是因为那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Because it's the one that is in us is greater than the one who is in the world.
在我们里面就是主耶稣基督。
The one that is dwelling in us is the Lord Jesus.
像他所说见证的，只要一句喊说主啊叫我，马上魔鬼就走。
And it's just like what Daniel Chu has said that God save us, and immediately Satan left.
还有约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
五章第四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4.For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
为什么我们可以胜过世界呢？
Why is that we can have victory over the world?
胜过魔鬼呢？
And over the world.
就是我们的信心。
It's because of our faith.
有信心一定可以胜得过。
When we have this faith, then we can overcome the world.
没有信心就会被打败。
If we do not have this faith, we will be defeated.
所以魔鬼的工作是很简单，让你失去信心。
And the work of Satan is simple, is for you to lose faith in God.
只要你不信了。
As long as the very moment you do not believe,
魔鬼都有办法。
Then Satan has this power.
但是刚刚做弟兄的见证。
Just now from Brother Stu's testimony.
为什么他还可以维持他的信心呢？
Why is that he can hold on to his faith?
第一是从道理来的。
First is from the words of God.
他记得圣经里面讲什么。
He remember what the Bible says.
神的信实极其广大。
That the faithfulness of God is great.
深深了解道理就有深的信心。
And the moment when we believe in the words of God, then we will have the faith.
了解道理很少，圣经信心就很少。
The less words you believe in the word of God, the less faith.
不了解道理就没有信心。
And if you do not understand the words of God, then you will have no faith.
所以他透过神的话。
But it's through the words of God.
透过赞美诗。
Through the hymns.
在他最艰难的时候。
And it's through the most difficult times of his life that he has depended on the Lord to go through.
第二个原因,
the second reason
is
prayer of the brothers and sisters.
因为有那么多弟兄姐妹关怀,
there were so many brothers and sisters praying for him and care for him.
就是怜悯他,
and show mercy unto him.
我想整个见证的重点不是他肉体得到医治而已。
The whole point of this testimony is not that his body was healed.
这整个见证的重点是打胜属灵的战争。
The point is that he has overcome this major spiritual warfare.
他刚刚有讲一个心里很平安。
Just now he said that in heart he had peace.
在昏迷的当中心里很平安。
Even though when the time that he was not conscious, he had peace.
我们看腓立比书第四章第六节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
这个平安就是刚刚朱弟兄所说的超乎肉体的平安。
It's a peace that overcomes this world.
第四章第六节
Chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
第七节
Verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
这个叫做出人意外的平安
This is a peace that transcends all understanding.
连自己都不知道是什么情况。
You don't even know what's happening.
自己都昏迷的。
You were unconscious.
但是神给他平安。
But God has given him peace.
别人很紧张，自己不紧张。
Everyone was worried at that point, but he was not.
你看信主耶稣有多好。
How wonderful it is to believe in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣给他平安。
The Lord has given him peace.
今天也同样会给你跟我平安。
And the same today, God will give you peace.
我们刚刚听这个见证起来，好像觉得哇，那个医生很厉害。
And just now when we heard the testimony, we were thinking, wow, that doctor was very awesome.
其实他讲到一点，不是医生的厉害。
But he did say something that it was not because the doctor was great.
当然，那个医生也是很厉害，听说是多伦多来的。
Of course, doctor was indeed very awesome because he's from Toronto.
但是那个医生说了一句话，就是不晓得哪里来的灵感。
But he did say this word that he didn't know where he had that inspiration at that point.
什么叫做灵感？
What was this inspiration?
这不是训练来的，不是学习来的。
It's not something that he has learned or from his experience.
如果换我，哎呀，反正做不好，就给他一个机器就好了嘛。
And if it was me, then if I don't know what to do, perhaps then I would just give him a machine and put it in his heart.
起码马上死不了。
At least he wouldn't die.
我潜意识收了。
And I still do what I could do.
其实给医生就是这样玩的。
So most doctor perhaps do this.
但是呢，那个医生有一个灵感。
But that doctor at that point had an inspiration.
再来一次。
He felt that he should do it again.
又弄大又弄小。
So he do something to the heart to make it big, to make it small.
可能最后弄完还不行啊。
Maybe after he had performed that procedure, yet it may not be successful.
神感动那个医生敢这样做。
But it was an inspiration from God that moved the doctor to do it.
又可以又成功。
So it was again successful.
所以其实神在带领。
So indeed it was God that was guiding.
这个很奇妙的。
So it was very miraculous.
所以我们需要看医生，更要祷告。
So of course we need to go see a doctor. We should all the more pray as well.
透过医生的手。
And it was through the hands of the doctor.
那么最后我们学习到祷告代祷的重要。
That we've learned that the power of intercession.
我们信徒常有一个错误的观念。
A lot of time the members have the misconception.
我生病啊，我软弱啊，我不开心的事，负面的事，最好不要让那么多人知道。
As long things that are negative, things that worries me are not good, I shouldn't let people know.
讲出来好像很丢脸，好像很麻烦人。
And if I were to tell people, it's so shameful, and it just make more work for others.
其实我们不要这样想。
We shouldn't be thinking like
this.
Because we are one family.
讲出来，大家为你祷告。
But when you tell people about your problem, the family will pray for you.
主耶稣会特别垂听。
And our Lord Jesus will listen.
那么我们今天听了那么美好的见证。
We have listened to this wonderful testimony today.
主耶稣会帮助我们过得胜的生活。
The Lord will allow us to have lives of victory.
最后我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
第五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
我们每一个人都应该有这种想法。
All of us should have this this thought.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die.
15 节。
Verse 15, and he died for all, and those who lived should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
其实我们每一个人都像保罗一样。
In fact, we're all like Paul.
死过又活了。
We have all died, and then we're alive again.
可能是肉体的危险。
Maybe we have gone through some problem in our health.
但是更重要的是，主把我们的灵魂从死里面救活。
But what was more important is that the Lord has saved our soul from death.
从此之后，我们是属于主的。
And from now on, we belong to the Lord.
直到我们离开世界那一天。
Until the day we depart from this earth.
我们的神都是信实的。
And our God is faithful.
我们要报答主。
And we must give back to God.
我们一起唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymns.
313首。
Let's sing 313.